From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. The sanctions take aim at the North's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile program. They could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year. The resolution focuses its attention on the nation's coal export industry. More than 50,000 civilians have fled the rebel-held districts of eastern Aleppo during the past 4 days, trying to get out of the way of government forces trying to retake the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government artillery fire killed at least 26 civilians early Wednesday in eastern Aleppo, forcing more people to flee the city. The Organization of Oil Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day, the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. The reduction amounts to about 1% of the world's output. The United Nations announced Wednesday that the conflict in Afghanistan has internally displaced more than 500,000 people this year, the highest number on record. The figure surpasses last year's record by about 15%. For the first time, all 34 Afghan provinces are hosting IDPs. The UN also says a surge in Afghan-registered refugees and undocumented returnees are also of concern. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he is completely removing himself from his global business empire to avoid conflicts of interest when he takes office in January. Trump said in a series of Twitter comments Wednesday that he would relinquish control over his hotels, golf courses, resorts, consumer products, office buildings, and residential properties. Trump is not required by U.S. law to divest his holdings, but says he feels it is visually important to avoid any conflict of interest. President-elect Trump continues to fill his domestic policy team. He has nominated former Goldman Sachs executive Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and Wilbur Ross to lead the Commerce Department. Trump's transition team said Wednesday the two will be instrumental in implementing the president-elect's America First economic plan. The Trump transition team also announced the nomination of Todd Ricketts, the owner of Major League Baseball's Chicago Cubs, as Deputy Secretary of Commerce. Authorities in Turkey have detained 6 people in connection with a fire at a school that killed 12 people and injured 22. The fire broke out in a girls' dormitory late Tuesday in the southern province of Adana. The cause is believed to be an electrical fault. Those detained were school staff members who were being investigated for possible negligence. A team of prosecutors has ruled unanimously that no charges will be filed against the police officer who shot and killed a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina, last September. District Attorney of Charlotte-Mecklenburg, Andrew Murray, said Wednesday that he believes Officer Brentley Vinson acted lawfully. The case involves an altercation police officers had with a black suspect, Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's death triggered protests as well as 2 days of rioting, which resulted in the death of one protester and dozens of injuries and arrests. In a year-end review to the UN Human Rights Council, High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad Al Hussein warns of a deterioration of human rights. He said an erosion of international institutions and laws is threatening the social cohesion of some nations. In one bright spot, Zayd pointed out an agreement between the government of Colombia and the FARC rebel group, which ended more than 5 decades of war. A Chinese state institution warned this week that the government is ready to set up an air defense identification zone over the contested South China Sea. That would give the Chinese the authority to screen foreign aircraft in the area. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.